This is S. Canton in for Donna today on Free Range. And right now we have Lance on the phone.
Morning, Campbell.
Good morning, Lance. How are you?
Good, good. I'm out weeding away.
Weeding away? I thought you had that all conquered.
Well, the flower beds get neglected sometimes.
Ah, flowers.
Yeah.
So, what's going on?
Well, what's going on? I'm doing some harvesting of seed crops. The stuff I grow for seed. So I'm harvesting celery seed. I actually wintered that over in the ground, left it right in the ground and mulched it all winter long.
What kind of seed?
Celery.
Celery, okay.
And so I'm harvesting celery seeds, and I'm harvesting carrots, onions. Lettuce isn't quite ready, but maybe in the next week or so I'll harvest the lettuce. And I've been harvesting spinach seed.
Wow. So no matter what's going on, there's always something to do, right?
Yeah. And I, the celery seed right at the moment, I'm just pinching it off as the little clusters get dried. And then I will eventually take the whole plant and put it on sheets and dry it out that way.
Uh-huh.
The onions, I harvested the whole plant, the bulbs and all, and laid them on sheets. Carrots, I harvest individual seed heads as they ripen, dry out.
And do you replant these cool crops for the fall? Or have you started any
fall crop
planting?
Oh, the fall stuff is all planted in.
Oh, okay. This is just for seed now.
This is seed for the next 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah, well, you know, when you grow your own seed,
uh-huh.
Seed will last up to 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You might need that. We might need that.
Yeah.
We might need you in the future. I'm going to come to your door to get seeds, because
yeah.
You'll have like hundreds of years stored up.
Yeah. Well, close.
Okay, 100 years.
Yeah. And then I have the lettuce. I'll just cut the whole plant and lay those down on sheets. And the spinach, I've been doing the same thing, just cutting the whole plant off and putting it on sheets. And sheets work better because it's some of that seed's so small, if you had a wider meshed, tarp of some sort, the seed possibly would fall right through.
Oh, just absolutely tiny.
Yeah. Yeah, like poppy seeds.
Uh-huh.
You know, or if you're going to you're going to use burlap, most of these seeds would fall right through the burlap.
I see.
I
had a question. I don't mean to cut you off on what you were saying there, but I had a columbine plant that bloomed early,
mm-hmm.
and then it shut down after that initial bloom, and now it's blooming again. Huh? Is that normal?
Did you cut those seed heads off?
No.
No. Yeah, it can happen.
Uh-huh.
You got a long enough season that that will happen. Yeah.
And if I cut them back now, would that stimulate any growth for the rest of the year here?
Well, at this point, I think you don't want to stimulate any more growth because then it'll just winter kill.
Oh, it'll be fooled.
Yeah.
I don't want to fool them.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
too pretty for that.
Yeah. But as soon as they get done blooming the first time, if you cut those flower stalks off,
uh-huh.
It will, when the weather cools down and a little bit, I bet you it's a temperature thing and also a day length thing that got them to get going again.
Uh-huh.
And blooming.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. And then let's see, what else is going on? My onions are now bulbing. Now, I know other people have harvested onions. They have planted sets or plants where I'm planting from seed. I plant those in mid to late April, and they're now starting to bulb up.
Oh, okay.
And I want, you know, they'll store for a really long time. I'm still eating last year's onions. Sounds crazy, but I still have some.
How do you keep them so good? How do they manage to not, you know, soften up and go bad?
It's variety. You know, variety, and I eat the ones that don't store as long first.
Uh-huh.
And just keep on doing that. And what I've noticed over the years is the smaller onions and the smaller garlic actually store better. So these are not big. They're not even medium size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I still got them.
Keep them in the root cellar or refrigerator?
Well, you keep them cool as long as possible. Yeah, this time of year it's a little bit difficult, but yeah.
Yeah. So. All right. So how are the warm weather crops doing in this cool spell?
They're just sitting there.
I mean, nothing.
Except for the pole beans and the cucumbers. They're still going just like mad.
But the others have just sort of like taken a vacation?
Well, the melons haven't ripened and the tomatoes haven't ripened.
Uh-huh.
You know, those kind of things.
How do you keep tomatoes from just putting on greenery?
Stop fertilizing them so much.
Okay, well, I'm just watering them.
Yeah, stop watering them.
Really? That'll sort of shock them into thinking they better make some seed?
Yep. Stress
them. All right. But I feel so bad when I see those wilted leaves.
Yeah, well, you can cut it back. I don't know how often you're watering, but if you, you know, if you're watering once a week, cut it back to every 10 days.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It'll be fine. Let's see. Thinking of the fall crop stuff that I planted, I am thinning those guys now. So I'm thinning beets and daikons, kohlrabi, spinach, and lettuce.
Wow.
Yeah, so those.
And when will they come in?
Let's see. The spinach and lettuce and the daikons will be ready in September. Probably mid-September. Mm-hmm. The kohlrabi or beets a little later.
And kohlrabi is just a cabbage, isn't it?
Kohlrabi is a funny-looking plant. It's fat, has this fat, swollen stem and these leaves. And it's actually a cross between a cabbage and a radish that's stabilized. And that's what it is. It is kohlrabi. I guess the Germans did that because kohl is cabbage and rabi in German, and rabi is radish.
Wow, you've done your research on that.
Yeah. So, anyways, and it's I like it. And kohlrabi is really good after a frost has hit it. It sweetens it up.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I only go kohlrabi strictly for a fall crop. Same with the beets. And beets and daikons, they're for fall crops in my garden.
Uh huh.
Other people will do things differently, but. And, you know, they get that light frost on them and sweetens them up a little bit. And the kohlrabi and the beet, among other things, store really well. So it's part of my winter diet.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. Anything else you want to mention this week?
No, I was just thinking one other little thing is that sometimes you can, especially if you're planted a little bit later or you notice that your winter squash are not maturing as fast as you want, you can cut off all the really small ones that have set late so that the plant is only trying to mature the big squash.
Right. Send it all to one unit.
Yeah. So you can do that. And I know some people actually cut the tips of a squash. I haven't done that. Now, mm-hmm. I've actually never thinned out the small stuff, but I can. If it seemed like it, I would. But I always seem to get the squash.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Good luck the rest of the way. It's a great summer, as usual.
Oh, yeah. We're enjoying it. All right, well, you guys have a great day out there.
Well, we will. We'll work hard at it.
All right, take care.
All right, thanks a lot, Lance.
Bye.
Bye-bye.